Hurricane Irene's death toll hits 46. Transportation was getting back to normal in most eastern US states August 30th in the wake of Hurricane Irene, though some towns still grappled with flooding and many homes and businesses remained without electricity. At least 46 people were reported killed by the storm, which blew through the Caribbean and up the US eastern seaboard before hitting Canada. In Vermont, where a number of towns remained cut off by flood-damaged roads and bridges, National Guard helicopters were delivering food and water August 30th. The death toll for 11 eastern US states rose to at least 40 as bodies were pulled from floodwaters and people were struck by falling trees or electrocuted by downed power lines. A driver was missing after a road collapsed and swallowed two cars about 100 kilometers northeast of Montreal. Irene also killed at least five people in the Dominican Republic and Haiti, and one woman in Puerto Rico.